Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon, good evening. I have no clue what time it is for you, but I do know it is time for the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. So much to get into in the sports world. Holy cow, unbelievable stuff happening down under. Obviously, we have the NFL Super Bowl to talk about. Conference championship games happened last week. Unbelievable stuff in college basketball. You name it, we got you covered. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. And yes, there's a lot to talk about what's going on or what went on down under, man. I got some questions for you with that. So let's get to it.
Pretty amazing, man, when you think about the way that both of those guys, Rafi Nadal, got to the final, Novak Djokovic, and then, wow, what an unbelievable performance from Novak Djokovic. I mean, I don't know what to say, to be quite honest with you, Mike. Somewhat speechless at how he just went out there and destroyed Rafi in three sets. I'm absolutely amazed. And yes, brother, I did wake up to check it out. And it was kind of a short evening, to be honest with you, Mike. So in that sense, I kind of appreciate it, man, because I didn't have to be up from like 1:30 in the morning until now. I got to go back to sleep for a little bit. Anyways, I do hear the music. No, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back and hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, talk some hockey with him. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Are you still on the sidelines when you could be getting big pay to play? It's playoff season, leading up to the big game, and there's no better time to place your bet than right now. When you do, be sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI, one of the most reliable online sportsbooks. NFL, NCAA, UFC, NBA, and more. BetDSI has super quick payouts and bonuses. And there's even a live feature that allows you to watch your team before you even bet. Now, for a limited time, they'll match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big. Win big. Join the winning team. Sign up at BetDSI.com using promo code SCORE101. You'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code SCORE101. That's BETDSI.com. Use code SCORE101. Do it today.
As they scored early, scored on a power play, taking the air out of the building, and here's Watson. Scores! Watson with a sharp angle shot that beats Hellebuck. It's 3-0.
Skittered off the boards in the back of the net. Played back along further now by Howland. Close quarters over for James Neal. Swung one that's taken by Tuck, and Tuck with a shot. He hit the post with a shot.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Alongside me, Andy Dorf, is Mike Wilson. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it'll be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. With those highlights, obviously, we're going to switch gears a little bit, talk some NHL hockey. To do that with us, as always, we bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, all the way from Canada. John, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Living it up, man. Living the dream. It's like 70 degrees almost every day, and get the opportunity to pretty much do whatever we want outdoors here in the Valley of the Sun. So it's a pretty good opportunity here when you're living in Arizona, man. I'm not complaining too badly. So let's get into it, though, John.
I'm sitting here in 19 degrees with a wind chill of 3. So if you want to trade any time, I'm quite happy to do that.
I think you're going to wise up and you'll get out here in March, if I'm not mistaken. Right, John?
You got it.
All right, let's get into it. Let's talk some hockey. Well, first of all, this Crosby guy wins the All-Star MVP after the 4-goal night. Pretty impressive nonetheless, right?
Yeah, he's a pretty impressive player. He's got a lot of talent, a lot of skill, pretty classy individual. I think that the hockey All-Star game is basically a show of skills as opposed to a show of the ability to play the game. And when I say that, it's probably the one All-Star game that is, maybe basketball too, but it's an All-Star game that's made for individual talent, an opportunity for the best players to be on a big stage on a small sheet of ice because it's 3-on-3. So the guys like Crosby and Stamkos and some of the other superstar players, they get a chance to really do their thing, and knowing that they're not going to get hit the way that they would in a normal game, it opens it up for guys like Crosby to really show the talent that they have. And clearly this man's a generational talent, probably if not the best hockey player in the world right now. He's certainly in that conversation, and it's one of those types of players that brightens up an All-Star game because, quite frankly, I kind of think of the NHL All-Star game as a little bit like the NFL Pro Bowl, chance to see some good players in action, but for the most part, you don't see what they can really do on a team basis.
No, I think that's a great point. Hold on, Mike. Let me just throw something out there real quickly and then pop in here. You know, I think that's a great point, John, that you made about comparing the All-Star games, because I think they're all about, you know, showing the skills that everybody has. And, you know, there is a game that's going to get played as well. But my other question for you on the NHL All-Star game is, you know, we hear a lot about the NBA All-Star game. We hear a lot about the Major League Baseball All-Star game. It kind of seems like the NHL gets tucked away, like in the back somewhere, and we don't really hear about it until the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, do you feel like the All-Star game or All-Star weekend for the NHL is not made a big enough deal of?
Well, I'm not so sure I'd say it's made a big enough, not made a big enough deal. It's certainly a showcase for the NHL, a chance for the commissioner to bring everybody up to date on where things are, a chance for the skills competition, a chance for the three-on-three, as we've discussed. And it's different than the other All-Star games in that the other All-Star games, even though they're not quite as intense as a regular season game, they still resemble the actual game itself. The hockey game is just like a little bit of pond hockey, a little bit of shinny. It's nothing close to what you would see in a regular game. The NFL Pro Bowl is a regular game with the exception of the hitting, and I guess there's some rules on zone defenses and that kind of stuff. The NBA game is basically a no-defense game. It's all offense. And the Major League Baseball game, which in my opinion is probably the closest game, All-Star game to a regular season game, that is played under normal rules with the exception of the designated hitter. So I think the hockey game is a little bit different. And yes, I think the league does play it down in some respects, but they seem to upsell more things like the skills competition and that kind of thing than they do the actual game themselves. So I think that's where the difference is, Andy.
All right, I can take that. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to, you know, talk about the NHL and the NHL Players Association. You know, they started their new CBA talks. What is each side looking for in terms of a new agreement between the two?
Well, I guess the usual things. They're each looking to make the most money or save the most money. The players clearly want to get rid of this escrow clause that's in there where because the revenues of the league drive what the salaries are, you have a situation where when the players get a paycheck, they get about 70% of that paycheck. 30% goes into escrow until the end of the season when the league is able to determine what the revenues actually were. I think the players would love to get rid of that. The players would also like to make sure that they go to the Olympics. That's something the league is not overly keen on doing. And, of course, the league wants to keep the cap on from a salary standpoint. So, as you would expect, Mike, what it always comes down to is money.
Absolutely. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, talking NHL hockey. And, obviously, we've been talking a little bit about the NHL Hockey All-Star Weekend because that's what's happening. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the standings and just get your thoughts as to who may have a good second-half push. We know that Tampa Bay is out there in front of everybody, obviously playing lights out. You have teams like Winnipeg who are playing pretty well, and the Flames are up there as well, to be quite honest with you. They're at least kind of pushing Tampa Bay for the most points. You got 76 and 71 points for Calgary and 76, like I said, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But who's poised to make a second-half run, and who do you think might wind up kind of falling apart?
Well, that's an interesting question because there are some teams that have started to make runs that I really didn't expect them to make a run. And those two are the New York Islanders in the East, are the New York Islanders and the Montreal Canadiens. They were both teams that I thought were going to be middle of the road at best because they were both in the middle of a makeover, a retool, however you want to describe it. But here we have, right as we sit at the All-Star break, the Canadiens in third place in the Atlantic Division, therefore qualifying for a postseason spot. the New York Islanders in first place in the Metropolitan Division with some pretty heavyweights such as the Penguins and the Washington Capitals and to some extent the Columbus Blue Jackets. And the Islanders are doing it on the basis of defense. They've given up the least goals in the league at 122. And quite frankly, if any of us had have sat here in September, October and said that at the All-Star break, the lowest goals against average would belong to the New York Islanders, I think everybody would have questioned how much we know about hockey. So I think those are the teams that are starting to make a move. Whether they're either one of them is sustainable is another story. The Washington Capitals have fallen back recently. They're 3-5-2 in their last 10, all of a sudden find themselves in second place in that Metropolitan Division. Lost 7 in a row, 2 of those in overtime. They were here in Toronto on Wednesday night and quite frankly did not look all that good. So I have to wonder if there's perhaps a shakeup coming there. I can't see that team sitting back and allowing other teams to pass them. There's a lot of pride there. They are the defending champions. I can see them making some kind of a move to get back into it. I see Boston all of a sudden is now in a wild card spot after being in the second or third spot in the Atlantic Division for most of the season. I don't see Boston staying there for the rest of the season. I think they're ready to make a push. If you want to look out west, I guess the obvious one is the Vegas Golden Knights. We've talked about them before. They got off to a very slow start, but all of a sudden they find themselves in third place in the Pacific Division, sitting there with 62 points. There's a difference between the East and the West in terms of the playoff spots. If you go to the Eastern Conference, the top six qualify fairly easily, and then there's quite a drop-off before you get to the two wildcard teams. In the West, it's a little bit different. There's a lot of teams with a lot of points out there. You've got Winnipeg and Nashville with 64, Calgary, as you mentioned, with 71, San Jose with 65, Vegas with 62, and then it drops off a little bit to Dallas and Colorado, the two wildcard teams. So I think right now Vegas might be the team that's ready to make a move. I still sit and look at that Anaheim Duck team and wonder why they're in such terrible shape. I think they've got a run in them, but other than that, I think what we have right now is pretty much what we're going to see at the end of the season. I think right now all we're really doing is jockeying for positions within the divisions. I don't see anybody making a long run from outside, quite frankly.
Hey, Mike, we got to go to a break, but I do want to ask John if he has a few more moments to spend with us on the other side and maybe talk a little baseball. We haven't done that for a while, and there's a lot of things going on, some signings and things along those lines. So you got a few more minutes to share with us on the other side, John?
Yeah, not a problem at all.
All right, let's do it, folks. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to take a quick short pause for the cause, and we're going to come back and talk a little Major League Baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
A tag, outlet pass, Crosby might have a chance. Had to wait for it, though. Crosby toward the net against Kincaid, fires off the post, back across, score!
Sick.
Out of the air, Sidney Crosby gets the last lap. Pittsburgh winners in overtime.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Fans chanting, Albert, Albert.
High drive, deep center field, way back. That ball is gone, a grand slam home run. Albert Bell has won the game for the Indians. A grand slam home run in the ninth inning. And he hit it off Lee Smith. The Indians win it 7-5, and everybody out of the dugout at home plate waiting for Albert. He is being mobbed at home plate.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Swing and a drive. That's belted deep left field. How far is that one going to go?
Welcome back in, everybody. Wow. It is, man. Not too far away when you think about spring training, Major League Baseball. It's literally right around the corner. And you know what? We are very lucky, Mike Wilson and myself. We live in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. We get to check out a ton of spring training baseball. But obviously the highlights were something a little different. But in general, we're going to switch gears and talk some baseball. John, there's been some interesting moves, especially from the Arizona Diamondbacks, to be quite honest with you. Let's start there. No Goldschmidt. A.J. Pollock now with the Dodgers. 4 years, $55 million. Goldie goes to the St. Louis Cardinals. What's going on in Arizona first and foremost? And then let's kind of go around some other things that have happened in Major League Baseball.
Well, I kind of look at what's going on in Arizona, and it almost seems to me like it's a cost-cutting exercise. Guys like Pollock and Corbin and Goldschmidt, all guys that were going to be expensive to sign, I sort of get the impression that none of those guys was allowed to leave simply because they didn't want them anymore. I got to think it's financial. And I didn't realize that there were financial issues with the Diamondbacks, and that's something you guys see every day, so you might be able to fill me in on that. But I wasn't aware that there was any financial problems, but it certainly seems as though they're trying to exercise some cost control and try and do some building from within. And I thought the Diamondbacks have been close the last couple of years. Quite frankly, I thought they might go the other way and try and add a couple of players, specifically another bat and another arm for the pitching rotation. So I'm a little bit surprised as to what they've done, but when you look at the dollars that these guys signed for, or in the case of Goldschmidt, the return that they got for him in a trade, perhaps from a business sense, these moves all make sense.
John, I was going to chime in with the Chicago White Sox there, and the GM comes out and, you know, says don't expect both Machado and Harper maybe to be White Sox. Who has a better shot at landing in the White Sox uniform? Is it Machado? Is it Harper? Which one would you want?
Well, I got to guess and say Machado, and I'm saying that only from the standpoint that he has a brother-in-law that plays there, so I have a feeling that that might be part of it. I don't see Bryce Harper as a fit in Chicago, quite frankly, and I'm not even sure that I see either one of them as a fit in Chicago this year, because I think Chicago is still at least a year away from being a contender, and specifically in that division, although, you know, that division is fairly even. If you take the Cleveland Indians out of it, the rest of those teams are fairly close. There's not an awful lot to choose between them, and I guess I should take Kansas City out of that because they're in the midst of a huge rebuild. But when I look at the Tigers, I look at the White Sox, I look at the Indians, and the Twins, I've got to think that there's a chance for either of those teams to win. So, you know, you add a player here or there, it's very possible that you could put yourself over the top. But if I was the White Sox, I think I'd be looking more for pitching right now than I would be for a player like Harper. But it's the old story. The longer that these guys stay out on the market, and the closer we get to spring training, perhaps you're going to get them for a better dollar, or maybe you're going to sign them to a short-term contract, which might be a good audition for everybody. So I got to think these guys that are the superstars that are unsigned, and here we are almost 3 weeks away from spring training. I think the first spring training to open is pitchers and catchers with Oakland, which I think I read was Sunday, February the 10th. That's not that far away. So, you know, by the 16th, 17th, and 18th, every team is going to be having full squad workouts. These guys all want to have a team by then. That's not that far away. So I got to wonder if these guys are sitting on the edge of their seats wondering, you know, who wants me and where do I sign, and do I have to sign a check, a contract for a smaller check than I anticipated? Because clearly they're not going to get the money in the term that they were expecting.
Good stuff, John Poulter.
Noah, I was just going to follow up real quick. What kind of money, if it gets right down to it, would Machado be comfortable with, and what kind of money would Harper, do you think, be comfortable with?
Well, they both turned down qualifying offers, which were around $18 million for 1 year. I got to think when you look at it, what a guy like Donaldson signed for with Atlanta, which I think was about 23 or 24, on a one-year contract, and he had a bad year last year. He spent more time on the disabled list than he did on the 25-man roster. I got to think if these guys are signing for 1 year, it's got to be around $25 million minimum. I just don't see them signing for any less. But, you know, at the end of the day, you get to that point where I'm an athlete. I need a place to play. I need a chance to earn some money. I can't afford to sit out a year. It's bad for my career to sit out a year at 24, 25, 26 years of age. I think these guys have to take what they can get.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. And the truth is, baseball is right around the corner. It's kind of crazy when you really think about it. But, hey, John, let me ask you this. What are you hearing about the Mariners and the allegations that they're not very up on Latino ball players? Have you heard anything about that? And obviously they're denying it, but I find that pretty interesting when you think about it, because let's be honest, baseball is heavily populated with Latino ball players. So I kind of find that hard to believe.
Yeah, so do I. I haven't been following it very closely. Clearly, I'm 3,000 miles away, so it's not something that pops up on my feed every day. But I would question that because we know that the Mariners in the past have had Latin ball players. You know, their best pitcher is a Latin, Felix Hernandez. One of their all-time hitters, Edgar Martinez, just elected to the Hall of Fame. And while he was born in New York, he grew up in Puerto Rico, was of Puerto Rican parents. So I have to count him as a Latin player. I just don't see it in this day and age as being anything that's really worth worrying about, quite frankly. I mean, anytime you hear the accusations, you got to listen, you got to investigate it, and it has to be dealt with, and it has to be resolved. But I'm a little puzzled by it. I don't think there's any team in the major leagues right now that can afford to ignore Latin players, because there's a tremendous number of talented Latin players, and they are at the backbone of most major league teams. You go down most major league rosters, and every major league team has got at least 3, 4, or 5, and most of them have enough players that they have a translator on board all the time. So I find it difficult to believe that the Mariners are not looking at the Latin market.
Hey, John, we're going to let you go on this one. Are you surprised with all the moves that the Dodgers have made? And it kind of seems like they're going a little different route, maybe a little more consistency versus the flash, yes or no?
Yeah, a little puzzled. Basically they got rid of Puig and they took on A.J. Pollock, and there's pluses and minuses on both sides. Pollock's more expensive, but he's also more injury-prone. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit more versatile. And a little less flamboyant. So I find that a little bit odd. I really thought the Dodgers might be in the Machado sweepstakes, but it doesn't look like they are since they've been hanging on so long to what they already have. Dodgers have got a lot of young talent. I just don't think their pitching is as good as it should be to get them over the hump and into the World Series.
Very good, John. As always, we appreciate your time. You know that. Have a wonderful Sunday. Look forward to talking to you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Always fun to chat sports with you.
We love it. John Pold. Hey, by the way, John, what's your Twitter handle? Throw that out there so people can get that, too.
@12JohnPolter.
There you go. Just like it sounds, people. John, have a wonderful day, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Can't wait till we talk to John next week, because I want to get his prediction on the Super Bowl. Because last week, if I'm not mistaken, he broke down the AFC and the NFC championship games pretty well, Mike. So next week we're going to have to get his Super Bowl pick, because absolutely, as we all know, that's what was going to be on our minds all week long. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back and we're going to maybe get into the rest of what's going on in the sports world. And I know you had some questions about what's going on down under, so we can address that and many other things on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Launches one high in the air. Deep left field. Goldie, Goldie, gone.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you still on the sidelines when you could be getting big pay to play? It's playoff season, leading up to the big game, and there's no better time to place your bet than right now. When you do, be sure you're betting with the best. Bet DSI, one of the most reliable online sports books. NFL, NCAA, UFC, NBA, and more. Bet DSI has super quick payouts and bonuses. And there's even a live feature that allows you to watch your team before you even bet. Now, for a limited time, they'll match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big. Win big. Join the winning team. Sign up at BetDSI.com. Using promo code SCORE101, you'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code SCORE101. That's BETDSI.com. Use code SCORE101. Do it today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Mike, I want to start with down under, with what we saw at the Australian Open. Novak Djokovic, his straight set victory over Rafael Nadal in the final there. And then obviously on the other side, the women, Naomi Osaka gets her second straight major. Really impressive from the young lady. I'm just very impressed with the way that she strikes the ball. I don't think I've seen many women hit the ball the way that she does. It just, the way that the ball explodes off of her racket, I haven't seen anything like it before. So I think the women are kind of in for a little bit of a tough time with her right now, because she is just unbelievable with the way that her power and the force that she can hit the ball with. And it's pretty consistent too. So unbelievable performance from her, winning her back-to-back major titles. And then on the other side, Novak, just amazing how he got his 15th major title against Rafi Nadal in straight sets. And I'm absolutely blown away with his performance, Mike.
No, you got to be impressed with his performance. And you know what? The other side of this is the Joker. You know, the Joker put on a performance, and it wasn't, if I'm not mistaken, Dorf, wasn't the Joker injured last year? Like, he had some severe kind of injury that he's trying to that he's come back full throttle from.
Well, both of these, both of these guys have come back from injuries, and Rafa more so than Djokovic, because he's been just injury plagued throughout his whole career. And by the way, I wasn't praising Nadal. I was praising Djokovic on the straight set victory, the 15 major victories that he has now. And to be quite honest with you, it's going to open that discussion about the GOAT once again. And everybody loves Roger Federer. We all know he has all the majors. But the truth is as time goes on here, Rafi and Novak, they keep continuing to play in finals. This is now their 53rd matchup. So these two guys are putting themselves in that same category of being called the GOAT. And I would have to say that you saw the way that Roger played, and he kind of succumbs to the pressure later in his career now. Novak is still pushing pretty hard. Rafi is still pushing pretty hard. I think you just have to give such a credit to Novak to have the ability to make it look this easy against Rafael Nadal. I mean, 6-3, 6-2, 6-3 or whatever it was, it shouldn't be that easy when you're playing a guy like Rafael Nadal, but that's how good Novak Djokovic is right now, Mike. So Novak is on top of the world right now. And quite frankly, I don't see it changing, because, like you said, he did come back from an injury. But his fitness and his ability to go out there and will to win is second to none from Novak. And Rafi himself is quite a competitor, but I can't tell you how impressive a performance Novak was. The guy just doesn't make mistakes. He had Rafi kind of guessing. It was just an unbelievable performance from Novak Djokovic. And I got to say right now that I think this guy will wind up with more majors than Rafi or Roger Federer. So by the end of this whole thing, we might be talking about Djokovic being the best player of all time.
Yeah, you certainly could. And well, and let me ask you this question. I mean, we got these three big guys. We got the Joker. We got Feds, and we got Rafi. Who's coming up behind them? Like, you know, there's always that next generation and to carry the sport. Who's going to be maybe that next generation tennis player, men's tennis player?
No, that's a great question. I mean, I think we've seen some flashes of brilliance from young guys like Stefano Tsitsipas, who was able to get by a Roger Federer, the young kid from Greece, making his way in this on the men's tour. And he's impressive, but you know, the level, when you get to the level of where Novak and Rafi and, you know, Federer can reach that level at times too, it's just a different level than what those other guys are at. And the top three, I know that, you know, they're all pros and they're all ranked very highly in the world, but there is quite a drop off after the top three players from your next level or your next tier of players, if you will. You know, the guys like Raonic, he's got a big serve, but he's not consistent enough. Another guy, Isner, he's got a big serve, but you know what? His ground strokes are terrible, and he can't last out there the way that Nadal or Djokovic does. So there's three things in tennis, if you ask me, Mike, that are extremely important. You have to be physically strong. You have to be mentally strong, and you have to be just able to go out there and outwill your opponent at times. And you know what? The guy that does it the best on a consistent basis is Djokovic. And, you know, Nadal is close, but the level that I saw Djokovic hit was just remarkable. And at the same time, I don't think Rafi played his best, but you have to give credit to where credit is due. And Djokovic just outplayed him in every facet of the game. So I'm just excited to see how it all turns out. And then, by the way, another young American might be Francis Tiafoe, who played Rafi earlier in the tournament, went down in straight sets, but had a good performance. And you know what? The Americans seem to struggle quite a bit, but on the women's side, there's definitely some up and comers. You know, you got Collins, who's a really fantastic player, and I'm excited for the future of tennis, to be honest with you, Mike. I don't think that the future of tennis is in a bad place. I think it's in a good place. Are we going to have these legends like Rafi, like Djokovic, and like Federer? Time will tell, but I do think the game itself is in a pretty good place, Mike.
Well, let me ask you this as well. I mean, we talk about the guys and this next generation. It looks like the women are already seeing that, the women's side of professional tennis is already seeing that kind of next generation start to step up a little bit here. Can you talk a little bit about the ladies?
Well, I mean, like we just said, you know, Osaka is kind of the new talk of the town or the new taste of the town, and she's such a sweet young girl, too. You know, you hear her talk. She's very humble. You know, they ask her about, did you see this happening? And she says, you know, as a kid, you have dreams and you're always hoping for things like this. And then when the reality sets in, I think it's kind of like, wow, I can't believe that I've actually accomplished what I set out to do as a child, and I'm living my childhood dream. And I think that in general, when you talk about sports, Mike, you know, all these people are living out their childhood dream. So I don't think it can get much better for anybody, but there's a bunch of young up and comers on both sides. And again, whether they can make that mark and, you know, if we can put them on the next level of superstardom, I don't know. We'll have to see, and time will tell all that stuff. But I really do like Naomi Osaka, and I do think that she has a really good run in her. Like I said, the power that she plays with, the consistency that she plays with, it's like I haven't seen it like that on the women's tour. And, you know, even Serena, even in her heyday, I don't think I saw her strike the ball the same way that Osaka strikes the ball. So, and with that being said, you know, let's take a look at that for just a quick moment. You know, we have Federer, who's at the end of his career, whether we all want to admit it or not. And we have Serena, who's very close probably to the end of her career. And I think Serena, personally, I think she's looking for 25. I think that if she can get to number 25 with the majors – I think that that's when Serena would hang it up, and that means she's got to win two more, Mike. So we'll see how that goes for her. And I think Fed, you know, if he can get one more, I think he can walk away from this game and feel pretty good about the way that he leaves the game. So I do think those times are coming, and they're probably more in the near future than in the distant future. So, you know what? I guess what we can say is just appreciate it and enjoy it, because we don't know how much longer you're going to be watching the likes of a Federer or a Serena grace the courts. So enjoy it. That's what I would tell people. Enjoy it.
In your experience in tennis, and it's quite extensive for those people who don't know out there, who is – and this can be the last question we talk about tennis, but, I mean, who is the all-time great in men's tennis and women's tennis, in your humble opinion?
Oh, man, that's a really, really tough question. Are you talking new generation? Are you talking old generation? I mean, that's a really tough question.
When you were growing up, like –
When I was growing up, no,
like,
okay, yeah, no, that's great. That's a great question. When I was growing up, it was obviously – Martina Navratilova, Steffi Graf, Chris Evert, you know, Tracy Austin. You could go back even a little further than that. And then obviously on the men's side, there's so many greats, man. You had the Boris Beckers, you had the Bjorn Borgs, you had McEnroe, you had Connors. A little later, you had Krikstein. I mean, there's so many guys that, and so many gals that influenced my game as a kid, Mike. And, you know, I don't know if kids do this anymore, but back in the day when my whole family was very into tennis, we would, you know, watch Breakfast at Wimbledon as a family. We'd watch the U.S. Open as a family, Australian Open, you name it. We watched it all as a family. And what I tried to do as a kid was I tried to take little bits and pieces of everybody's game that I really liked. So, you know, there were some of the things with Boris Becker that he would dive on the ground and he would go after balls like nobody that I've ever seen. So, you know, there would be times when I'm diving for balls, even doing it on asphalt. So, you know, they're little pieces, and the knee bend that he had, just things like that, and the way that John McEnroe would work his way into the net, and just so smooth and crafty. And then you had Jimmy Connors, who was just such a fighter, and Yvonne Lendl, man, I could go on for days talking about this stuff, to be honest with you, Mike. Edberg, yes, exactly, man. There's Mats Wielander, Yannick Noah. There's so many guys that influenced my game and how I watch the game of tennis today. But truth be told, man, there were so many greats, and I think that some of those greats would be great in today's game as well. Technology's had a huge role when it comes to tennis. You know, we're talking about some of those people I mentioned were using wooden rackets, for crying out loud, you know. So the technology that tennis has seen over the years is pretty remarkable in itself. And just in general, sports, you see how things progress and get better over the years. But look, man, tennis is a great game. You can play it forever. And I'm going to leave you with this as far as it goes with tennis, because it's a true fact out there that if you play tennis amongst all the sports, Mike, if you play tennis alone, you can increase your life 10 to 15 years. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but that has been a study that I've researched many, many times, and you can increase your life by playing the game of tennis. There's something about it that is just good for you as a human being. So for those of you thinking about a sport, maybe not football, because you get your head bashed in so much, go bash a tennis ball around the court, because the only injuries you can sustain there are pretty much self-induced. Let's be honest. You know, if you're running after a ball and you wind up having a torn ACL, it's pretty self-induced versus other sports where you can get hurt playing them. But and I'm not saying you can't get hurt playing tennis. You can. But again, those injuries, a little bit more self-induced. Good talk about tennis, Mike. Holy cow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I can't believe we spent almost, I'd say about 15 minutes talking about tennis. Pretty crazy, but it is going on down under. It's over down under, I should say. Rafi Nadal gets dusted in three sets. Novak Djokovic wins his 15th major. Unbelievable stuff. Osaka on the other side, too. She was impressive. We'll be right back, everybody. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, hour number one flew by, as you know. Always does fly by, to be honest with you. But hour number two, brother, we're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some college basketball. We're going to obviously talk a lot of Super Bowl. We can always break down the games with what happened, and obviously a lot of people upset about the NFC Championship game. Haven't got your thoughts on really any of this stuff yet, but looking forward to hour number two, some NBA talk, some NCAA basketball talk, and some Super Bowl talk, Mike Wilson.
Yes, there is a game coming up next week that we need to talk about, but hey, look, there are some good college basketball games yesterday all over the country, so we got plenty to talk about, and you know, you got one of your Milwaukee Bucks that wants to be traded. So we can kind of get into that a little bit as well.
Yeah, and if I were a Milwaukee Buck right now, man, I wouldn't necessarily want to be traded, would you? I mean, think about it. That's the best team in the league record-wise. It seems like Bud has those guys passing the ball, distributing the rock, and, you know, Eric Bledsoe. It's interesting because you have a guy that wants to get traded, then you have a guy like Eric Bledsoe who has recently just said he's really happy about where he's at, and he's happy about playing in Milwaukee because of what happened with him in Phoenix. And then the first year there in Milwaukee wasn't so great. But you know what? Now he's comfortable under a new system, playing pretty well, too, to be honest with you. But a lot to get into in hour number two, so keep it close, everybody. We're going to take a short pause for the cause, then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.